I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. In Haiti, there's before the earthquake and then there's after. The poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere had plenty of challenges before January 2010, but those challenges grew exponentially after the devastating quake. Almost 5 years later, the rebuilding is still going on. The country, though, has made some progress in one important area, emergency medical care. Here's Jerry Haddon with a story.
Normally in Haiti, if you get really sick, you almost never hear this sound. An ambulance. Tonight, paramedics Beatrice and Natasha speed into a sprawling dark slum on the edge of the capital. The case, Natasha tells me, something they've seen a lot of over the last 2 years, cholera. The patient is a little boy, severely dehydrated from diarrhea and vomiting. The medics bundle him into their vehicle, get an IV drip going, then head off for an emergency room. This is the cutting edge of Haitian healthcare, emergency and trauma response teams. The little boy's ambulance service is free, paid for by the state. There are more than 50 emergency vehicles now placed across Haiti. To call one, you just dial 116. All of this is a first, says Dr. Anel Michel, a health ministry official at the downtown dispatch center. I asked Michel what people did before to get to a hospital. They waited for someone with a car to take them, he says, or even a motorcycle or a tap-tap, the pickup truck taxis you see everywhere. It's often still the case, actually. Over the next 2 days, we witness two bad motorcycle accidents in the mountains and end up ferrying the injured to hospitals ourselves. Road accidents are among the three most common causes of traumatic spinal injuries in Haiti, along with getting shot and falling from trees while seeking firewood or food. Becoming an ad hoc ambulance driver makes you appreciate what paramedics Natasha and Beatrice do, and under some tough circumstances. On another late-night call, they back down a sewage-lined alley, frantic neighbors waving them on with flashlights. A shriveled, bone-thin woman appears out of the dark in the arms of a man. She has advanced AIDS and has collapsed. At the hospital, it's chaos. A man lies on a bench for visitors with an IV in his arm, drooling onto the floor. In a corner lies a group of homeless people, sick, hurt, and unattended. This is when you realize how much the rest of Haiti's healthcare system lags. For Natasha and Beatrice, it's exhausting. After their shift, they grab a beer at an outdoor bar to blow off steam. It really touches your heart, Natasha says. People pressure you to save their loved ones. The entire family tries to climb into the ambulance. Everyone's pressuring you. Or, says Beatrice, you get to a hospital emergency room and they turn you away. What am I supposed to do, take the patient home? In a way, it's no surprise that emergency and trauma care is leading the healthcare pack in Haiti. When the earthquake struck in 2010, it's what was most lacking. The country learned from that, vowed to be better prepared. But sometimes it seems people put too much hope in Haiti's new ambulance teams. Beatrice and Natasha stumble through a warren of wet alleys to reach this shack, where a young woman with a heart condition lies on the floor, surrounded by family. It's clear almost immediately that they're too late. They try to resuscitate, pumping the girl's chest, then give the bad news. She's gone, Natasha says. There's no pulse. We tried to revive her. Will you take her to the funeral home then? Asks a relative. We can't, Natasha says, shaking her head. Her phone is already ringing with the next call. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Port-au-Prince.
You can see what it's like riding with the paramedics of Haiti's first national ambulance service. We've got pictures at PRI.org.